from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. President Trump turns up the heat on Republicans over health care. At the White House this afternoon, President Donald Trump turning up the pressure on Republicans who have said for 7 years that they wanted to repeal and replace the nation's health care system known as Obamacare.
For Senate Republicans, this is their chance to keep their promise. Over and over again, they said repeal and replace, repeal and replace. But they can now keep their promise to the American people to provide emergency relief to those in desperate need of help and to improve health care for all Americans.
The president said anyone who does not vote to fix the health care system now is a vote for the status quo. The president also tore into Trump's, or rather Obama's, health care law with fresh intensity, calling it a government takeover of health care and a big, fat, ugly lie that had wreaked havoc on American families. I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses, and I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information. The words of Jared Kushner, President Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law. Kushner telling reporters outside the White House today he's had no improper contacts with Russians leading up to or after the 2016 election.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Kushner also saying the president won the election because he had the better message and ran a smarter campaign, and that's why he won. Suggesting otherwise, he says, ridicules those who voted for him. The worst ever outbreak of dengue fever in Sri Lanka has killed nearly 300 people, with the number of cases rising rapidly. The health ministry in Sri Lanka saying the number of dengue has climbed 103,000. This is VOA News.